Hi, folks. Thank you. Iceland is a labor of love for all of us. The rink is a nonprofit. Most of the work that keeps her going is volunteer. And an 81-year-old rink is a lot of work. Your recognition will definitely come to mind for everyone doing the inevitable all-nighters it takes to keep her going, all the little chores. After the fire, it would have been so easy to just walk away. To let Iceland be another fading memory. Then think about NORSAC, the Del Paso Theater, the Center Roller Rink, the Lazy J Speedway. I mean, move a little further, the Alhambra. Things just get away from us. We never really can bring them all back. But a lot of life happened at Iceland. Terrified people show up. They perch themselves on little metal runners and they confront ice. The slickest material in the universe. And they learn to skate. And along the way, they gain a confidence and lifelong friends. Now, if you've ever learned to skate, you know that everywhere you go, you move a little better, even just walking across a room. Iceland has given so many gifts over the years. And when I try to understand what happened after the fire, I think it was just the recollection of those gifts that brought all the volunteers back. We're getting ready for our 10th season after the fire. And right now, I'm not sure the best way to explain it, but let me just say we're collectively digging down deep in the top hat, hoping to pull out the rabbit. It's going to take a little magic, but watch for a roof back on Iceland next year. Since Iceland opened in 1940, 8 other rinks have come and gone. And yet Iceland endures. I think she's gonna keep doing it really until the last person stops caring. So folks, on behalf of our friends, our supporters, our skaters, all the kids that are yet to skate, our volunteers, our ghosts and our spirits too, all the extended Iceland family, thank you. Thank you for caring. This is a wonderful award.